I'm Phil Nee with WRCO News. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting stronger vaccination numbers as the peak season for respiratory viruses arrives. According to DHS officials, slightly more Wisconsin residents have been vaccinated for the flu and COVID this year. The overall increase may not be much, but it is a positive development after seeing a decrease in vaccination rates across the state in recent years. Health officials are advising more residents to get their vaccinations as outbreaks of COVID and the flu begin to pop up across the state. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum has again achieved accreditation by the American Alliance of Museums, the highest national recognition afforded to the nation's museums. This achievement reflects the excellence and professionalism of the entire Wisconsin Veterans Museum staff as they preserve and educate the public on Wisconsin's veteran history. Of the nation's estimated 33,000 museums, only about 1,100 are currently accredited. The Wisconsin Veterans Museum, which has been accredited since 1974, is one of only 21 museums in the state that have earned this distinction. Reaccreditation is the latest in a series of positive steps in Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs plans to construct a new state-of-the-art facility on the Capitol Square. Earlier this year, the state legislature gave the project a vote of confidence when they included funds to purchase the current building, which can only display 3% of the collection to the public. That was followed by unanimous approval of expending those funds by the Wisconsin State Building Commission. Over a month has passed since farmers in western Wisconsin were forced to give away chickens after a poultry producer went out of business, and now they're struggling to stay afloat. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Fallout continues in western Wisconsin after a Minnesota poultry producer went bankrupt, leaving farmers in three states on the hook for hundreds of thousands of chickens with no money or food to take care of them. Now, barns sit empty and farmers are out of work. Congressman Derek Van Orden criticized the USDA for a lack of accountability and said his office hadn't heard from the agency about $50 million that it gave to the poultry producer a year and a half ago in the form of federal grants. State governments in Minnesota and Iowa stepped in and made farmers euthanize the birds, but here in Wisconsin, no law exists for this type of situation, so some farmers took to giving the chickens away instead. In Trumbull County, that amounted to tens of thousands of free chickens, but also tens of thousands of dollars worth of feed, with no relief coming from either the state or federal government. The poultry barn owners said that they've been in contact with Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin about the situation. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Between Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, nearly 50 farmers were affected, and nearly 2 million chickens were killed or given away. When you hear the word cannabis, you probably think marijuana, which is illegal in Wisconsin, but Civic Media's Brittany Merlot has more.
Professors at UWSP say the plant can be used for much more than creating a recreational drug, like being able to clean up PFAS in the soil. Biology professor Brian Berenger is spearheading a new program that aims to teach students about cannabis science and put to rest any misconceptions about the plant. Berenger says that cannabis is a fast-growing industry, and there are several career fields this program can help students get into. The program consists of three courses that cover cannabis history, growing environments, and the chemistry of the plant. They are currently taking enrollments for graduate students in the spring, and undergrads will be able to enroll next fall. I'm Brittany Merlot.
The American Red Cross is asking you to gather your friends and be there for others by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Your help is much appreciated. Two blood drives will be held Monday. The first will be from 9 until 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department in Baraboo. The second will be from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Today's opening day of the 9-day gun deer season. Conservation Warden Cody Adams says there aren't a lot of changes this year in regulations.
One of the main ones that's new this year is that air guns are now legal for the pursuit of white-tailed deer under a firearm deer license. Air bows, we've had some questions. They do make an air bow. That is still illegal. You cannot use an air bow. But for hunters who maybe in the past were not able to possess a firearm, an air gun is not considered a firearm in the state of Wisconsin. And an air gun is now legal to harvest game So that's one of the changes that we're seeing this year. And then the only other change also is junior antlerless harvest authorizations are valid any land type anywhere in the state. So all kids will be given an antlerless tag, and they can be used on private land or public land anywhere in the state. So those are really the only two changes we have for the deer season this year.
It is important for all hunters to do their part and keep Wisconsin a safe place to hunt.
Unfortunately, we've had a handful of people who are shot who are walking their dogs. You know, again, those four rules of firearm safety, if every one of those rules are followed, it's impossible to be responsible for a hunting accident. A quick refresher on those, the acronym that we use is TABK. Treat every firearm as if it were loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be sure of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. If every one of those are followed, you will not be responsible for a hunting accident.
Additionally, anyone born on or after January 1st, 1973 must have a hunter education certification to purchase a hunting license unless hunting under the mentored hunting law. Adams praises hunter safety instructors for their efforts in making hunting safety a priority.
Hats off to all of our hunter safety instructors throughout the state. You know, last year we didn't have a single hunting fatality. I think the year before that, 2023, there was one. And when you look, we have around 600,000 licensed hunters in the state of Wisconsin, and we don't have a single hunting fatality last year. You know, that's pretty good.
Learn more about safe hunting in Wisconsin and register to take a hunter education course on the DNR's Outdoor Skills webpage. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson has announced that his staff will be available for mobile office hours. Staff will be at the Platteville Public Library Monday from 4 until 5, and at the Kilbourne Public Library in Wisconsin Dells Tuesday from 3:30 until 4:30. These office hours give constituents the opportunity to meet with Senator Johnson's staff to request assistance with a federal agency or other federal matters. Governor Tony Evers has granted another 172 pardons, bringing his total number of pardons granted to 1,436. The Wisconsin Constitution grants the governor the power to pardon individuals convicted of a crime. A pardon is an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone is convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. A pardon does not expunge court records. Individuals convicted of a Wisconsin felony may apply for a pardon if they have completed their sentence at least 5 years ago and have no pending criminal charges. Individuals currently required to register on the sex offender registry are ineligible for pardon. The burglary of a Buck star's home could be connected to other break-ins at other athletes' estates. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
A string of home burglaries targeting professional athletes has caught the attention of investigators who are now exploring potential connections between the incidents. The latest victim, Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis, had his River Hills home burglarized earlier this month, with authorities noting similarities to break-ins at the residences of NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The investigation also includes a September burglary at Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley's home. It suggested that there's a possible trend in high-profile athlete home invasions.